It's evening at Dakar Beach in Senegal, and the sands are packed with people exercising. But a recent World Health Organization report indicates 1 out of 8 Senegalese women aged over 20 are obese and suffer from related diseases like high blood pressure. Mamati Ndiaye says she is trying to persuade her family to be more active.
Yes, they have diabetes and high blood pressure, all of that. But I advise them to walk and to exercise a little.
The World Health Organization says more than 1 in 3 adults worldwide has high blood pressure. In some African countries, it's as high as 40%. Professor Majid Ezzati chairs the Department of Global Environmental Health at Imperial College London.
Salt is perhaps the most important dietary determinant of high blood pressure, and that's actually something that is culturally and geographically driven, and many of the high-income countries have successfully removed salt from prepared packaged food.
Ezzati says high blood pressure puts a huge burden on people and societies.
It is the leading risk factor for mortality and for disease burden worldwide. It is associated, obviously, with cardiovascular diseases, large effects on a stroke, which is very common throughout Asia, on heart disease and other cardiovascular diseases.
In remote areas, doctors say a big problem is access to healthcare. So a team of medics has developed a solar-powered blood pressure monitor that they hope will transform diagnosis and treatment. Andrew Shannon, Professor of Obstetrics at King's College London, is among the designers.
We went into rural areas in Tanzania, in Zambia, in Zimbabwe, and we gave it to clinics that previously hadn't even had blood pressure measurement. We wanted to know whether the people would use it and whether they would result in people accessing the more sophisticated care in the central hospitals. And actually it did exactly that.
The monitors are inexpensive.
Although this is a very cheap device, which we plan to sell for under €20, it is as accurate as the £10,000 machines that I use on the intensive care unit.
Togo is also battling high blood pressure. Dr. Edem Goe Akwe is a cardiologist at Lomé University Hospital in the country's capital.
Arterial high blood pressure, as many like to say, is a silent killer. It is a disease that we don't talk about very often, but it is a disease which kills. You can't say it kills more people than AIDS, but we don't talk about it a lot.
The World Health Organization hopes to get more people talking about one of the world's biggest killers. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.